Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, it's J. Stu here with Ryan.
Hello.
Once again, we are at the mighty Sketchbook Comics with our mighty friend Jeff. How's it going, man?
It's good. Aren't you like Firefly McFly or something like that now?
Thanks, Mike.
Firefly McFly.
No, we're not sticking with that name. I'll just be Ryan.
That's your podcast name.
No, it's not, Jeff.
McFly.
Okay, we're ending the podcast right now. That's it.
McFirefly.
Well, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
So, just shorten it to McFirefly.
The McFirefly. Yeah, I guess we can work with that.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, so last week Jeff and I were talking a little bit about Robin Williams because, unfortunately, he passed away.
And we both love him.
And you brought up RV, which I hadn't seen in about 10 years.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's terrible. Watched it this week. Yeah. Not as bad as I remember.
It's got
probably
Robin Williams
in it. That's why I asked.
It was unfortunate. Like, when I saw a post from a friend, I'm like, is this real? Because you know all the fake stuff that
goes
around.
When I got a text, I immediately searched the internet to see if there was a whole.
And especially there's certain sites that you know, like kind of like The Onion and stuff like that. So when I said it, they're like, yeah, no, it's real. Google it, and it was like really on all of the major news sites. So that was unfortunate. But it goes to show you, unfortunately, it doesn't matter how much money you have, it's not going to fix the problem.
No way. Yeah, depression is
which is unfortunate, because as much as he's made other people laugh, happy, I mean, with what he's been going through, because what isn't it, years he suffered with that?
I'm sure that's his depression and stuff is what led to, you know, his drug issues and alcohol issues, all that stuff.
Yeah. And I wish there was somebody there for him. Not to say that his family wasn't, but
it's one of those things, man. Depression is so, so.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite Robin Williams movie, man?
You know what? No, not I didn't have a favorite because the one that got watched the most out of his movies, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we went through three copies of the VHS because my sister would not stop playing it. Like, and then obviously just watching it over and over, it's like, it was perfect for that role. I mean, any role he's seen, I've not seen much of his drama roles in movies.
You know what one that gets forgotten all the time? It's The Birdcage.
Yes.
No, he was
so funny, and he's the straight man in it. I watched it twice in the last week because I'd forgotten how good it was.
Because, yeah, he didn't play the funny man. Nate Lane was the
Nathan
one that
Lane
was
is the over-the-top
crazy
guy.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
I liked the other one that had LL Cool J in it with him. Remember? It was the toy.
I've never seen that one.
That was actually Toys?
Toys, yeah.
Toys, yes.
I remember seeing that, but I don't remember the movie.
Yeah, no, that was good. I enjoyed that one. Obviously, if you as far as TV shows, Mork and Mindy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I kind of grew up on reruns in the 80s.
I couldn't sleep the other night, so Kath was playing me all the tributes that came out for him, and someone had posted the whole Mork and Fonzie fight from Happy Days.
No, there was an artist I follow on Facebook. She did an amazing, just a portrait of him plus his other characters that he played, and it was just almost like it's a true remembrance. So it is unfortunate. I mean, I know he had some other health issues, so, I mean, that might have contributed.
Yeah, somebody mentioned something to me about him being diagnosed with Parkinson's recently, and I hadn't heard that.
That came up lately, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I heard that. No, he will be missed. I mean, he was still young, 63.
62.
Still, that's young still nowadays by comparison.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I've never hoped that a death announcement was a hoax as much as I did for that one.
No, for sure. Like, I mean, you wouldn't have thought, again, that's when someone with depression keeps it hidden type of thing.
No.
So you would really think he would be the last person for that to happen.
Yeah.
Let's just say, though, my Netflix is going to be sort of on play with his different movies, so.
Yeah, we
what's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched a few this week, so.
No. No, I mean, he'll be, I think, remembered always, like in first roles.
He's awesome.
He had so much, outgoingness, and I mean, in his comedy shows, for those, obviously, adults, were amazingly done.
And he didn't script them. It was all on the fly.
Yeah. He'll be sadly missed, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to give Jeff some thanks, actually. He convinced me to send in a request to talk to Nathan Fillion at Fan Expo.
Oh, yeah.
Still waiting, but if we get it, we owe it to you, man.
That's right.
I will, as I said in Facebook, I will be fanboying so hard. I mean, we need to get We Got the Geek sign / whatever other people we can start to say, hey, shout out to this.
For, man.
You know what? The worst they can say is no. The best thing they can say is yes, and then we try not to piss ourselves.
Yeah.
Because, look, we're trying to try for Stephen Amell. Like, wow. And then as far as cosplayers, Ivy Doom Kitty is like one of the number one cosplayers out there.
That's
so
pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And I know you said we're going to be hitting up some voice actors for My Little Pony. Yeah. I don't know anything about My Little Pony, so...
And,
Jay, it's all you.
Me too. And hopefully Jeff Lemire, who writes Justice League United, yeah. and worked on Green Arrow and Justice League Dark.
Yeah. Plus any other interviews, because I mean, we're going to be there all day on Sunday, so it's going to be a blast, man.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. What else do I have for Jeff this week? There was a poll on IMDb this week about who was your favorite Lex Luthor actor.
Really? I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Who would you guys say of all the actors or voice actors that ever played Lex?
Oh, my God. I forgot his name.
Clancy Brown, who voiced him, is really, really great. I have a tough time with a voice actor saying that's my favorite of that character.
Yeah. Hackman was way down far on the list, too. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's because a lot of the people voting probably weren't really around for it.
Yeah.
And see, I have to admit Hackman, because that's what I grew up. Like, I like Kevin Spacey as an actor. He's an amazing actor. I just didn't like, because I grew up with the Hackman as...
He was one of the few good things about Superman Returns or whatever it was called.
But voice actors, definitely Clancy, hands down.
He's for voice actor for sure. Otherwise, I kind of lean towards Rosenbaum from Smallville.
He was great.
Yeah.
See, I never really read the Superman comics. I guess his portrayal was okay.
Yeah, I think I would lean more towards Michael Rosenbaum, too. He was pretty awesome on that show.
Yeah, he just... I'm not a huge fan of the show. I only watched, the first four seasons before I got tired of it, but he just... did a good job on it, making him both friendly and then later sinister.
Yeah.
It worked for me. That's more than me.
Well, I made it all the way through. There was three or four seasons in the middle there that were terrible, I'll admit. But it got better in the last
literally
season.
Came back for special episodes like the JSA and stuff like that.
There you go.
But... the rest of the Luthers don't really resonate that much with me. I liked Hackman, but he plays like a goofy Lex Luthor. And
yeah.
It's okay.
You guys think Jesse Eisenberg's going to be all right in the movie?
I think he has the potential to be a very, very interesting
actor. Like,
a different type of Lex.
I can't picture him, because Lex is right picture like a bigger, not like fat, but you know what I mean? Like
sure, gene,
muscular,
and unless he's putting on the muscle, like, I mean, who knows? I mean,
stranger things happen. Look at a dude from Guardians.
Yeah.
He was tubby in.
Chris Pratt.
Parks and Recreation.
Just off topic a bit. So the director was going to hire him even if he was didn't lose the weight. Because I guess he said it was perfect. Chris, like he was perfect for the role, which is kind of cool. But you're right.
I finally saw it, and it's very good. I don't think it's better than Avengers. I think they're too different in honesty to compare.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the same movies.
I think the drawback is that like. People want to compare comic movies all the time. And I don't think you can.
You really
can. I don't think you can compare the Avengers and the Dark Knight trilogy movies.
People were trying, though.
Yeah, exactly. But they're so, so different. You know, the only similarity is that they have superheroes in them. You know? But otherwise, it's like comparing, The Birdcage to Casablanca. Very different movies.
Yeah, definitely.
One's a very bright movie, one's a darker movie.
Yeah.
See, I worked Ron Williams back in there.
You did, and it was great, actually. Alright, I think I know what Jeff's answer is going to be, because we've talked about this in the past, but Dwayne Johnson has finally let it slip that he's going to be in a DC movie.
Yep.
And he's been making Shazam comments. Would you prefer to see him as Shazam or Black Adam?
Black Adam.
Definitely.
But I can see him doing Shazam well, too.
I can, too, I guess.
Yeah, he's got a goofy side to him, and I mean, let's face it, he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
He can play up the goofy side, and I think he could be, especially the new 52 Shazam, where it's a kind of a cynical teenage kid that's in that body.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think he could probably pull that off quite well. But, oh, man, would I love to see him be Black Adam.
See, I don't especially know enough about that character.
They make Black Adam... The one from the last 10 years or so where he's...
Yes.
He's a gray character. He's not a straight-up villain. He's... I mean, his motivation is I protect the country that I'm from, and that's what's important to me, and I'll annihilate anybody who wants to do anything harmful to it at all.
I'm thinking 52.
Like face of the planet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That would be fantastic.
No, it'd be cool to see. Like I said, I remember watching the cartoons, Shazam, and what, 80s? It would have to be early 80s, so...
Yes, yes, so, I remember that vaguely. Yeah.
I mean, so it'd be cool. And I like the like Dwayne Johnson. Like, he's actually he's come a long way. Yeah.
Like, I like him a lot.
So, yeah, especially with his acting. Like, I like it. Like, he can be the serious, but at the same time, the humor. So,
did you guys ever see when he hosted Saturday Night Live a few years ago?
I didn't.
They did a Superman skit, and he came in dressed like Clark Kent, laughing, ha-ha, I pulled the wool over their eyes again, and the cape was hanging out the back of his suit jacket.
Nice.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit off topic, you guys been following these ice bucket challenges at all?
Yeah, a little bit, just...
A little. I don't know that I've watched many of them, but I see them.
Friends and then some of the celebrities.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen any friends do it. It's all been, like, celebrity. Robert Downey Jr. was the first one I saw.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I haven't seen his. My favorite was the ones that did it wrong.
Oh, yeah. I watched that video the other day where the one girl actually has the whole ice pail thrown at her because the guy...
It just hits her right... So many of them get hit in the head. One guy, he takes a drink and he's like, I nominate, like, Obama. And then he just gets hit in the head with a, like, a... porcelain vase or something.
Oh,
and, you hear, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there's other ones too where they get up high and they slip, like, because obviously it's going to be liquid.
It falls right
on them. Like,
I think it's a testament to the failure of the American education system that these people don't understand that if you put a ton of water into a giant vessel, it's still heavy. It's not like you're taking water out of the tap and you can lift up a handful no problem. There's one, they fill up like a recycling bin, like one of the 4-foot recycling bins, and they're on top of a shed trying to pull it down, and things just start going bad. Oh. And it tears like the front off the shed as it hits the...
Oh, it's brutal.
My favorite, though, is the guy who gets in the bathtub and then turns the thing over his head, and he clearly put it in the freezer to chill it. And it's just a block of ice and falls on his head and shatters.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
My favorite is the one where it's the cooler. I think they were meaning to throw it, but it slipped and it literally knocks her over.
Oh, that's right, because she just pours one over her head and then all of a sudden this cooler comes flying in from the side and hits her in the face.
Oh,
ice bucket challenges.
Good.
I'm glad
you
raised like $8.9 million for them, but...
Yeah, so let's talk comics a little bit. I haven't read it yet, but you must have read Multiversity.
I have read Multiversity.
And what did you think?
I dug it.
Yeah?
It starts off insane, which I think you would expect from Grant Morrison. But then when it gets into the Captain Carrot and the Superman from the President Superman, the Black President Superman...
So it gets good when the Black President Superman comes
in? And Captain Carrot, and you start to meet all the weird characters that are taking part in this adventure. It was neat. There's a character in there that looks like it's an homage to the Savage Dragon from Image.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's called Dino Cop and has a big fin on his head. I enjoyed it a lot.
Good Grant Morrison, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hoping the insane stuff at the beginning, at the very end, kind of comes together a bit more, and that whole put the book down, don't read it, has some sort of payoff.
Right.
But, I mean, they're not going to have that payoff in the first issue. So,
no.
Yeah, hopefully down the road that stuff all kind of comes together.
Oh, cool. All right, something else I wanted to ask you about, Jeff. Original Sin. Have you been following any of the special issues in any of the regular Marvel titles?
No? Not really. The Spider-Man stuff I kind of read through. I don't know.
Like anything, I was going to ask you if you had like a favorite secret that was revealed so far. No?
I have some that I seriously dislike, like Iron Man having a role in the creation of the Hulk just seems convoluted.
I don't know enough about that, but that doesn't make any sense. Because, I mean...
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's true.
All right.
I think it's kind of neat, the whole Angela being the sister of Thor. You know, I think that's kind of cool. The fact that this is Todd McFarlane's character, and, you know,
yeah.
and now all of a sudden it's a, you know, family member of the Marvel Universe. And,
yeah. That's neat.
I thought that was pretty cool. The Amazing Spider-Man one, I don't know. He has this classic origin. The idea of having somebody else bitten by the same spider.
Yeah.
For starters, doesn't seem like a sin of his.
No, not really. It's
but,
not.
Yeah, I think that kind of taints his origin a bit to me. But we'll see how it
they'll retcon it out in a few years.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
All right, so what have you been reading this week since we last saw you?
Multiversity, obviously. Yeah. Robin Rises has been so, so good. You know, and they made the announcement a few days ago. Maybe even late last week, that Peter Tomasi is going to be taking over the Superman Wonder Woman book from Charles Soule. And my first instinct was, oh, bummer, because Charles Soule is knocking that book out of the park. He does a great job on it. But the more I thought about it, I was like, but it's Tomasi, and his Batman Robin is fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, he writes the father-son relationship so well that I have no doubt that he can do the boyfriend-girlfriend, you know, new relationship just as well or better. You know, I won't be shocked if the book ends up better off with him than it is with Soul. And okay. That, to me, is saying a lot.
Yeah, because it's a great book. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, Doug Monk is taking over the book, which is...
Yeah.
That alone is fantastic.
The best artist ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
My problem is that they...
What else have I been reading?
You been reading any of the Doom stuff? I know I was talking to Joel about it.
I haven't.
No?
I haven't. Joel's been reading that, digging it. I tried to pick it up in one of the recent issues. I'm like, I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
And even Joel said, this is a story you have to have read from the beginning. I was like, fair enough. Then I'll wait for trades.
Yeah. It started off really strong, and it just made me really reminisce about that series from the 90s when Doomsday was out there. And it's been a good read so far.
Good. I'm looking forward to... I haven't been reading it, but I'm looking forward to Green Lantern with the New Gods. And I mean, I'll probably read almost everything for Future's End.
Oh, yes. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Cool. And I actually made some notes this week of what's coming out, because I know last week we were both confused a little bit.
Multiversity was coming out. I stopped reading at that point.
The end. let's see. There's a Star Wars Legacy coming out. Is that going to be the last issue?
I believe so.
Damn Dark. Yeah. Damn Marvel.
Yeah, that's the last of... I think that's the last overall of all the Star Wars stuff.
Really?
Because I'm pretty sure Star Wars ended with its last issue.
Yeah.
And I think... Yeah, and the Darth Maul series ended this week. So I think that's all that's left is that last issue of Legacy. Yeah. And the Dark Horse 20-year era is over.
Yeah. Are you sad that the Star Wars series ended?
I actually liked it, but, I mean, I'll see what... Before I pick up something, I'm going to see what the first issue is of the next one. So, but I enjoyed it. Like, Jay got me into that one. Like I think I brought it up before, where seeing Princess Leia being so badass. Not like the girl in the skimpy bikini or the white outfit. Like, she could handle her own. So, X-Wing pilot. Like, so that was kind of cool. So,
yeah. Oh, for sure. I really like that. I like the fact it took place between... is it Star Wars and Empire?
Yes. So that was kind of cool. Well, we'll see. Give it a... I mean...
I'll give Marvel a couple issues. They were hit or miss back in the day when they were putting out the
series. Read it.
Very miss.
Well, I think the Green Rabbit. Come on, Jackson. Why do I remember his name?
I still think they should have left it, but I mean, obviously now that they have Marvel, right? So
you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Hopefully they do it.
Don't butcher it.
But yeah, I'm hoping it's not a matter of, you know, let's get Jason Aaron and other top writers to write this book and then just jump off after four issues and we'll give it to a nobody.
Yeah, that's what they used to do with the old Star Wars series in the 80s.
Well, oh, yeah.
This was the really first one that I actually sat down and read and really enjoyed it. And the artwork was amazing. So
yeah, it's a Marvel track record for a lot of stuff, is put somebody stellar on it and then quietly move them off later.
Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, sometimes it turns out fantastic because you find a new writer that's awesome. And other times, not so much.
Well, we'll see, I guess.
Yep.
So for Ryan this week, we got Justice League Dark 34. in Saga 22.
Yeah, I'm still behind. I'm still reading it, but I got a lot of catching up to do. That reminds me, I have to pick up some long boxes from you today, Jeff.
Guardians of the Galaxy 18, I think that's the interesting issue where they reveal what happened to Richard Rider.
Okay. I believe it is, yes.
So kind
I'm
of
looking forward to seeing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely. Because everyone else got out of the Kansanverse but him?
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Exactly. We'll just pretend he's not here because Jeff Loeb wants to create a new one named after his son.
Yeah. There's a Deadpool versus Carnage trade paperback. You probably have all the single issues not read, I'm guessing?
No, because I've been collecting it, so...
Okay.
So he has them all.
He has them all somewhere. No, I'm pretty much collecting everything for Deadpool. I love... Like, I never really had a chance to read them when the first run was out. I don't know. I love that character. Like,
it's a cool character.
Yeah.
They're kind of overdoing it right now.
Some of it. Like the
regular series plus two limited series might be a touch overkill.
Yeah. Like, I'm still behind. I told Jay, I'm probably months behind, but I still love the Dead Presidents. Like, that one was freaking
funny.
Hilarious. Like, yeah. So, but I'm sure I'll probably find other ones that I like.
Is it Benedict Arnold who was the ghost?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys... Did you finally read the whole Firefly series or Serenity, wherever it was called?
Oh, no, I caught up.
Did you enjoy it?
You just read until all of them were out.
You know what? I thought I was... I started with one, but then I stopped them. I'm like, you know what? I'll just wait till I'm out. It's... You know what? I know it's been 13 years, but this has to tell you, the fact that they're still doing comics, they're making pop finals, they're making... I mean, that's Star Trek. Terrible retroactive, but that tells you, like, there's such a huge following. Like, you may not have necessarily seen the numbers back then, but you know what? Fox, listen up, man. Like, I know Josh has been pretty busy, but still, like, you have these actors, even though they're committed to other stuff, they said they're willing, even if it's a cartoon, like, there's amazing artists out there that I think can portray and get the voice actors. Oh, God, yeah.
Fillion would probably do it.
Oh, all of them would be hands down. Even bring back Wash. Like, sort of, not necessarily erase, but you know what I mean? Kind of start over.
So they could kill him again?
No. But it just goes to show that when you have a huge fan base, like, there's a need.
Yeah.
Like, people want it to come back. Like, just like other shows that have canceled. You know what? I understand. But it's making you money. Why not bring
the
show back?
Maybe they'll bring back its Firefly Force.
Yeah.
And they'll have, you know, Mal be the leader of a group of new kids that want to be smugglers. Oh, man, how many times have they used that idea?
That's too
funny.
Oh,
concept.
But no, the comics themselves were really well done.
Yeah,
like, I picked up even the variant covers because the artwork was amazing. So
cool.
But no, I enjoyed the read. It literally left me one like, damn it. It's like, this is almost like kind of what the show could have been, like, it potentially given the couple years, right?
Yep.
So.
Absolutely.
I know. I'm Firefly to the end, man.
You are. Any other books coming out we should be aware of?
I mean, for me, it's things like Sinestro 5 and Harley Quinn 10. And I read something yesterday that the Harley annual that's coming out in, I think, October is going to be polybagged because it's scented.
Really?
Yeah, and they don't want the stores to stink.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know what it's scented like. But yeah, that's what I... And I'm pretty sure it was on Diamond's website that I read it, so...
Don't want the stores to stink.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know how many people are going to complain about that? Oh, this comic book smells.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not really glad I'm telling anybody.
Nice.
I'm sure it'll be labeled, but... Yeah, no, it...
Let us not scratch and sniff, like...
Yeah, this week is, you know, kind of a... I tend to think of them as utility weeks that, you know, it's just status quo. There's not a whole lot of new stuff popping out. But, I mean, we're at that point in August where every book you read is left with a cliffhanger for until October from DC because next month is the Future's End.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely me too, right?
But at the same time, I want to know what happens in a couple of books.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
The Green Lantern, New Gods crossover, Godhead, and I'm looking forward to that one a lot.
Okay, to check that out. Any other thoughts, Mr. McFly?
Mr. McFirefly.
Firefly, that is all.
All right, Jeff. Well, once again, I'm going to plug the store and tell everyone out there to come down here and check it out.
Down.
great stuff, great comics, great games.
And if they don't have something, they'll order it for you if they can.
As long as we can, absolutely.
Ugly Firefly dolls.
Yeah, those are,
you know,
terrible,
they are kind of ugly.
I have a Bo Duke doll from the 70s. Yeah, it looks like one of those. Yeah,
that's awesome. I had that with the General Lee with the flip lid.
Yeah.
You could put them in. The flag was like a trap door. Yeah, I had that.
Nice.
And I had Boss Hogg's car.
Oh, right on.
Boss Hogg. Got my Cal Lawrence on the front.
Did you like the Duke's Hazard?
Mine always did.
Oh, God, yeah. Didn't like as much when the cousins came in, but that's okay.
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't the same, obviously.
No.
Daisy I like got that. A lot more airtime.
Did you see that Auto Trader commercial with them?
I haven't.
Oh, it's great.
My God. Yeah. It's, I swear to God, like, other than a few wrinkles, it's literally just as if you're watching the show.
And that's one of the episodes for Smallville that I came back for.
Yeah.
Was when Tom Wolfe was in it.
Yes.
And they used exact Duke shots when they were driving the car around. And John Schneider, Pa Kent, had to drive the car. And
the theme song was on the radio, too.
Yeah.
And John Schneider must have made a deal with the devil, because he looks the same.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I met them at the casino a couple of years ago.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I've seen them twice there.
Like I said, just a couple of wrinkles, if that. Right?
Yeah.
Like, for
guys, he looks amazing. 50s. They both do. They both really do.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, they were there doing, like, a concert, basically, the two of them up singing different things, and one of the funniest things you'll ever hear is the two of them doing Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Tom Wolfe had six to John Schneider.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's hilarious. They changed the lyrics. Yeah, it's really good.
That's funny.
I know, I'm looking up on YouTube later.
Yeah, and both times afterwards, they signed autographs in the lobby.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you could bring stuff in and they would sign it for you.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Did you get anything signed by them?
I got a photo signed the first year, and the second year I brought a diecast General Lee in, and they both signed that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. I'm going to go geek out to myself about Jeff Dukes of Hazzard autograph session. And thanks again for doing this,
yes,
man.
Yes, thanks, Jeff.
No problem, you can firefly.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.